Welcome back. This is the Buck Sexton Show. I'm Raheem Kassam, the Global Editor-in-Chief of HumanEvents.com, broadcasting live from Los Angeles. Today, we opened with my little rant about Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, and I hope we have the time to get to more of that over the course of the show. If you want to have your say, ladies and gentlemen, the phone lines are open. The phone number is 844-900-BUCK. That's 844-900-2825. I'm going to bring on a special guest now, Dr. Shea Garrison from the Concerned Women for America. Dr. Garrison, thank you so much for joining us here on the Buck Sexton Show.
Hi, Raheem. Thank you for having me.
No, absolutely. Our pleasure, because there's this Equality Act bill that is being put before Congress, and I'm not sure that the world quite understands the implications of it, and we're very grateful for you joining us to talk about this. If I were a moron, and some people say I am, what do I need to know from the outset, Dr. Garrison, about this bill, the implications, and what are the chances of it passing?
Well, it basically amends the Civil Rights Act of 1964, and it replaces the word sex as a non-discriminated category with the term sex, sexual orientation, and gender identity. So what that means is that gender identity now becomes among the protected categories of discrimination, which on the face of things sounds good, but you have to understand that the word sex will no longer be understood as biologically male and female in civil rights law, and so all federally funded entities will be forced to interpret sex as multiple and fluid gender identities. So it doesn't matter what your sex was at birth. And here's sort of the clincher. There are no medical or legal conditions required or processes required to prove that you have moved from one sex to the other, but it is up to your own self-identification, and there's no limitations on it. So how's that for a nutshell summary?
That is a deeply disturbing nutshell summary. Dr. Garrison, your colleague Doreen Denny has written an article about this, which is up right now as the lead story on humanevents.com, and we're very grateful for that, because there are so many real-world implications for this. I, as you can probably tell, or I suppose you're not really supposed to say that anymore, but I was going to say you could probably tell by the sound of my voice that I'm a man. This means that effectively, right? Thank you. I'm glad you didn't say no there. That would have been embarrassing. The implications for this are that I can walk into, if this passes, I can just walk in to a women's changing room, say I identify as a woman. I don't have to show anything. There's no medical records, no psychological thing, nothing at all that I have to do to prove that. I can just go into your gym and walk into your changing room. Is that right?
That is absolutely right, and that is not just theoretical. Because of some gender identity policies that have been put in state law, local law, different organizations' laws, it is actually happening already. Can I give you a quick example of that?
Please.
Evergreen State College, Washington State, 2012, there was a man there, 45-year-old student at this college, who identifies as a woman but still has male genitalia using the women's locker room. And high school students were also allowed to use these facilities. So some teenage girls practicing for the high school swim team saw this man in there completely naked. Again, remember, still with male genitalia. Their coach asked him to leave. He didn't have to leave. Bottom line is the police didn't arrest him for indecent exposure. Local district attorney didn't bring charges because the non-discrimination policy at the school gives any man who self-identifies as a woman the right to use the facilities. And this kind of thing is happening all over the nation. Men, boys who identify as women or girls competing on women's sports teams. So these things are already happening and will be enshrined into our civil rights law if this thing were to pass.
So, well, speaking of that, how likely is it to pass? I know the president came out today and said that he had some problems with it. What is the likelihood as it stands right now? Who's pushing it? Who's sponsoring it? And how can people take action? There'll be a lot of callers out there right now, a lot of listeners out there who will want to take action, get involved with your group perhaps. So feel free to give yourselves a plug as well. Over to you.
Well, I appreciate that. Almost every Democrat in the House is standing for this. There are only a few Republicans standing for it. We sent CWA, Concerned Women for America, sent a letter today to Nancy Pelosi, along with, may I point out, other women's groups on both sides of the aisle, Women Liberation Front, or WOLF. They are a radical feminist group who have united with us against this act because we understand that it will bring harm to women and girls in many different ways. It will pass in the House, but we are trying as much as we can to just let people know what is going on. This thing is insane. And there are women, like I said, not just conservative women, as we are, who are standing against this because we understand that it will hurt women and girls. It already is.
It's part and parcel of this radical left agenda. I mean, remember, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez promised us in another violent anti-women piece of rhetoric that they would run train on the congressional agenda. In this Congress, and it looks like they're doing just that. Dr. Garrison, I know it's politics is, you know, electoral politics may not be what Concerned Women for America does directly, but what do you think about these guys' chances in 2020? I mean, they've been already just so embarrassing for the political left. Mm-hmm. Do you see any chance of the political left coming back to being moderate and normal?
Wow, that's a really good question. From my seat here in D.C., it doesn't look like it. I really think they've lost their minds. Can I say that on radio?
Well, absolutely. It's mandatory on this show.
Okay. Well, this is our point. This is why we're trying to get the word out. I know that this sounds crazy. I would have thought if I was one of your listeners a couple of years ago, oh, this woman must be an alarmist. But no, I am telling you what is happening. We've been working on this issue in gender identity policies for about 2 years now, and these things are real. Congress is out of hand. We have tried to explain to them the dangers of this bill, that it will hurt not just women, but little girls. Who have to also deal with these types of things, just like in that example that I gave you. And
Dr. Garrison, we're right at the end here. Would you tell people where they can see more of your work? What's the website?
Yes, if you would please go to our website, Concerned Women for America. Concerned Women for America. We have a page on there under the Equality Act with all kinds of resources. If you would please reach out to your Congress.
Dr. Garrison, we're right at the end of this segment, but thank you so much. People, go to that website. This is the Buck Sexton Show. We'll be right back.